around on BBC Radio Shropshire. It's Thursday afternoon. It's Adam Green with you. Have a listen to this. In hot places. Now, earlier we heard from the BBC introducing team, Simon Berry, of course, joining us on the show every day after 2:30, and we hear some undiscovered artists in the county. Well, my next guest is well-established, but is only now, at 70 years young, releasing her debut album. This is Linda Lamont, and I'm really pleased to say that Linda joins us on the show now. Linda, hello!
Adam, thanks for inviting me.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you. And this record that we're listening to now, this is the single Real Love, and obviously you've got your album About Time. The story of how you made the record is, may I say, quite remarkable and very moving as well. Would you tell us how it's come about?
Well, I made a move to Dorset from, actually, just been playing Simply Red. That's where I hail from the Greater Manchester area in Stockport. And my husband died from motor neurone disease, so I decided to create a bit of a new life for myself and shake off some cobwebs. And I moved to a PRS-sponsored flat, which was in a very tiny village in Dorset called Bear Regis. And there were lots of creative people there, musicians and artists. And two of them were my neighbour, Lyndon Guest, who was a keyboard player in the 1960s band The Love Affair, that had a big number one hit with Everlasting Love.
Yeah.
And on the other side was Andy McMaster, who was in the Motors, who had another big hit, in number one hit in the 70s with Airport. So I became friends with them, and they were very supportive of me because I was going through a very difficult time in my life. So this song was inspired by their love and support, really.
It's quite amazing. I mean, have you always had people telling you that you've got real talent, or did it take Linton and Andy to make you realise that?
Well, life gets busy, and you get involved in all sorts of things, including having to make a living and make money and, you know, marriages and children and grandchildren and... In between all this, I was actually performing as well with different bands, bluegrass, R&B. I got involved with a classical artist, a beautiful soprano called Caterina Mina. But everybody kept saying, you really should be doing your own songs, because occasionally I play one or two of my own songs. And, of course, I have a big pile of them in a folder. And it was during lockdown, I decided to get them all out, dust them off and do something with them.
And so here you are with this album, and I know that there's almost no stopping you now, because you've got plans to sort of do more and more, haven't you?
Yes, because there's 10 on the album, but it doesn't, you know, it just about skims the top of them. There's lots more in there in different genres, because this one I brought out is in the country genre, because I contacted some guys in Nashville, and they recorded them remotely for me, the instrumentation, and I put the vocals down in Dorset and Manchester. So I chose the ones with, a country genre, because I had country musicians recording them. But I do folk and bluegrass, R&B as well.
That's very, very cool to simply, you know, phone up Nashville and say, hey, can you put some tracks together for me?
Yes, and they've done a brilliant job, I must say.
You also struck up a great relationship and friendship with Brian May, didn't you?
Yes,
which is
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Yeah, while I was in the village, I discovered that somebody had bought 160 acres of farmland, and they were making it into a native forest. And I was delighted. So I found out it was actually Brian May. I'd actually written this song, the New Woodland song. And from a songwriter or a professional musician's point of view, the demo was pretty basic. You know, it wasn't timed. It was a little bit out of tune. And I thought, oh, you know, send it. To my amazement, he got back to me straight away. And said, oh, this is great. It's a lovely song for celebrating Woodlands. Can you please perform it live? for the planting day. So after I got over the shock, I gathered the local school children and the ladies' choir and made a recording and recorded it live just a few yards away from Brian, and he loved it.
Yeah, I mean, he said, didn't he? He said, the planting day was truly one of the most memorable and different days of my life. That's big praise.
I think he was surprised himself. He said, actually, it was something he'd dreamed about doing all his life. But, of course, with all his busyness with Queen and touring all over the world and doing his PhD and everything else that goes on in his life, he never actually got around to doing it, and this was a dream coming to reality, and he really genuinely, thoroughly enjoyed it.
I know you've been making music since you were around 16 years of age. What do you think your 16-year-old self would make of what you've managed to achieve now?
Oh, I don't know. I'd be a bit scared, I guess. The benefits of being mature is you can take a lot on your shoulders.
Absolutely right. And I know that the album is out at the end of this month, 30th of October. What do you hope people take away from it? What do you hope they get from the album?
Well, it's some of them are quite upbeat. There's some good tracks that people can dance to. It's out of the pop genre, but there's still quite upbeat tracks, and there's stories attached to every one. And I would encourage anyone who writes or wants to create music to keep going, because I kept putting this back, and it's so fantastic now to have achieved it. So that would be my message for anyone, and which is the message that Linton and Andy gave me, really, and Brian as well, is to never give up. To actually keep going.
Well, it's a wonderful story, and I wish you all the very best with the album at the end of this month, Linda. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. That's Linda Lamont on BBC Radio Shropshire. So her album, About Time, out at the end of this month. And this is the single from it. It's called Real Love. Linda Lamont, Real Love. The album, actually, digitally, you can get hold of now. So if you search for About Time by Linda Lamont, you can find that online. It's digitally available to you right now. So if you like the sound of that. And I've said it before, I love all that Americana sort of vibe. I love that. I love the instrumentation on records like that. It's one of my real loves when it comes to music. I hope you enjoyed that as well. Right, it's BBC